Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to our, well, it's not Monday morning, it's Wednesday morning Mojo Call. I can't keep up with the days. I don't have a job. I never know what day it is. But our morning Mojo Calls are at 0800 Eastern Standard Time, and we do those on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays to get your day started off right. There's all kinds of team events going to be going on. There's stuff happening all day. Obviously, you can get on the ACN Facebook page. There's presentations happening all day long. Plus, we've got them recorded. Tonight, we've got PBZs happening, all kinds of things going on. So check in, get on the calendar, see what's going on, and get yourself plugged in. And it's funny that I say plugged in because this morning, by the way, my name's Jim Lambright. If you didn't get the text, that's who I am here in Central Ohio. And today I want to talk to you about The Matrix. The Matrix. Now, if you haven't seen the movie, it's about, I guess it's 20 years old now. I can't believe that. Boy, time has flown. But it's a cult classic that was put out. It's a science fiction movie, so you're not into guns and explosions and bang-bang and science fiction stuff. You may have skipped it, but it's very, very relevant to us. Very relevant. See, The Matrix is a science fiction movie about human beings being used as batteries to power machines. See, human beings let off electrical impulses. And the movie is this. Human beings are born, and then they're plugged in, and these machines run them, and they use the electricity generated by the humans' bodies to power themselves, to run the machines. And they're plugged into this thing called the Matrix. And here's the crazy part. The human beings don't know they're in it because they've been plugged into it since the time they were born. And it's the old saying, you can't see the forest for the trees, right? When you're in it, you can't see it a lot of times. And it applies to all of us now, the Matrix. And I'm going to talk about some numbers and some stats and things like that. But before I get into it, I want to express some gratitude. First of all, I am grateful, and you should be too, that we live in the United States of America. Does our country have some problems? Yes, it does. But it is the best place on the planet. When I see people complaining about our country too much, I say to myself, that person's never traveled. They've never been to Africa or South America or to India or places like that or Southeast Asia. They've never been there because if they had, they would be kissing the ground we walk on. So I wanted to express some gratitude for America because I'm going to put out some numbers here in a little bit. That may sound like I'm complaining. I am not, and neither should you. Also, I'm very grateful for being alive right now. In this time in history, as a human being, in the United States of America, we hit the lottery. That's you listening to this, too. We hit it. Even our poorest of our poor in this country live better than almost 80% of the rest of the world. And so let's talk about that, all right? So let's talk about jobs. Let's talk about being plugged into the Matrix. So here's the thing. Not hating on the Matrix, not hating on jobs. They are necessary, right? Like in the movie, The Matrix, you should go back and watch it. Keanu Reeves is the star in there. The Matrix keeps the human beings alive. It gives them just enough sustenance and just enough stimulation to keep them placated. The sustenance is just enough to keep them alive, and the stimulation they give them into their brains is just enough to keep them docile and placated and what they think is happy, okay? So let's talk a little bit about jobs here in the United States. I pulled some stats this morning. I was on doing the old Google thing, and I got on there, and I just looked at salaries. Let's talk about salaries. You know, the average low salary is $24,000. The average salary is $94,700. And the high average salary is $423,000, okay? Those are all over the place, aren't they? Let's talk about the distribution of that. Do you know that basically, statistically, 100% of the people in the United States make less than $423,000 for salary? So basically, everybody makes less than $423,000 salary. 75% make less than $253,000. 50% make less than $92,800 or $93,000, and 25% make less than $53,000. Okay, so you got the idea right there? The median, which means the middle, the very middle, is $93,000. That is the salary. So 50% of the people make more than $93,000. 50% of the people make less than $93,000, all right? So let's talk about that. On average, a person's salary will double by the time they cross the 10-year experience mark. 10 years, people will work and slave away to basically just only double their salary. Kind of crazy, right? But people will do it all day long, which is interesting to me because how many people do you know get started in our industry and quit after 10 days, let alone putting in 10 years like they would on a corporate job? I found that very interesting. And in the matrix pyramid or the job pyramid, if you want to call it, to move up, you're looking for people to either get fired, retire, or die to move up, right? None of those are very good. So think about that. That's what we're looking. And then, you know, you may have to invest in things like go get a better education. You may have to kiss a bunch of ass or backstab people or sleep your way to the top, right? None of those things sound very great either, but that's to move up inside this matrix, this thing called the job, okay? Now, the average salary for most people will increase in 12 months here in the United States at about a rate of about 6%. That sounds cool until you realize inflation was at what the other day? 5%, depending on who you talk to, or more? So a 6% increase with 5% inflation, not moving up much, right? Sound a little bit like the Matrix placating people, right? Just keeping people just enough sustenance to be surviving. Here's a fun fact. If you're ungrateful about the situation we're in here, globally, the increase is around 3% every 16 months versus our 6% every 12 months. So, yes, we have it good here in the United States. Again, not complaining. Okay? Just get an idea of some bonuses. 53% of salaried people in the United States earn a bonus of around 3 to 6% annually, and 47% receive no bonus. How crazy is that? It's almost half. I wonder what that is about the matrix that some people are willing to have a job that pays no bonus. Interesting, right? Being placated, being plugged into this thing like the movie. And so here's what we also find is that people who generate revenue, they earn more inside these corporations, okay? The average hourly wage for people is $46 an hour. That's the average. That's a very misleading number because the median hourly wage, that means 50% make less, 50% make more, is $15 an hour. That's the median in the United States. 50% earn more than $15 an hour, 50% earn less than that. I thought that was crazy. So that's the matrix. We were all plugged into it. We were all put into school. We were all taught like little soldiers to show up at a certain time, stand in line, be quiet, sit down. You only got recess a certain amount of time. You had a certain amount of time to eat lunch. You had a certain amount of time that was vacation, right? We were taught, we were built in an industrial age thinking to perform for the matrix, right? So how do you get out of the matrix? Well, in the movie, this is the great part about the movie, and it's out there enough, so I'm not ruining the movie for you. You'll still have to check it out if you want to see it. But the man, the hero, Keanu Reeves, is offered a choice. Offered a choice. Because, see, he started to see that there was some problems in the matrix, and he started wriggling around. His mind started working. He started thinking. And these people were injecting things into his mind to let him know that there was a problem with the matrix. He started to see some problems. And when he realized it, he was presented with a person named Morpheus. So you had Neo, the hero, and you have Morpheus. And Morpheus presents Neo with a choice. You can take the red pill, and you'll wake up from what he calls Never Never Land, and we'll show you the truth about everything and a way to live and unplug from the matrix. Or he could take the blue pill, and he could go back to sleep and live inside the matrix and just be provided enough sustenance to stay alive, just enough stimulation and what he thought was freedom to keep him from getting upset, right? And look, a lot of people choose the blue pill. They don't want to know that there's something else out there because the unknown is scary. But in the movie, the hero takes the red pill. And what they say is, down the rabbit hole we go. He was awakened to see that there was this entire other life of freedom that he could have. And he takes the red pill. And my friends, for those of you who are on this line, you've taken the red pill, haven't you? That red pill is residual income. Residual income. Learning that we don't have to leave the matrix completely, but we can work in and around it like in the movie and actually make the matrix work for us. And it's incredible, right? We do that through our residual income that we've chosen to get is through business ownership, being an entrepreneur. Now, do we still use the matrix to provide base level sustenance? Of course, right? Almost everybody on here still has a job or multiple streams of revenue, right? Stacy and I have been doing real estate since 97. Lots of people doing different things. But unplugging from the matrix is earning the residual income. That's what gives us our freedom. And what we've learned with ACN is we had leaders who were like Morpheus for us, right? They came and they offered us that red pill or blue pill. You had the co-founders, Greg Provenzano, the Kupuses, right? You have Leanne Gabriel. You have Orrin Solomon. You have the Walkers, Nancy Halsman, Donna Lemon Perkins, right? Bringing the red pill to the masses and giving them the chance to choose to see if they want to use residual income. Do you know that there's 30 million small businesses in the United States? 30 million. That's amazing, right? How unbelievable is that, that we have that many out there? There's lots of people who want to be entrepreneurs and people that are looking for businesses. So here's what we offer. Here is what we offer for people. We offer them the chance to unplug from the matrix and build their own business inside of our businesses. Do you know that 30 million small businesses employ half of the entire workforce in the United States? Think about that. People are entrepreneurial minded here, and we're looking for people who want to take the red pill for residual income with us, okay? Because we can build our own company inside the company. It's the freedom, the time and money freedom together that is unplugging you from the matrix to be able to live your best life and to be free. You've got to have this residual income. Now, there's many ways to earn residual income. You know, some people will do it the Dave Ramsey way, right? Some of you are Dave Ramsey people on there. Dave Ramsey says what? Cut back on everything. Sacrifice. Stop going on vacations. Drive a worse car. You can cut away on restaurants and stop getting a Starbucks, right? Cut back, cut back, cut back. Sacrificed so that one day you could live the life of freedom. That's a way. You can do it. A lot of people are successful with that. But there's a different way. There's a different way. In fact, the way that we learn with ACN is to build your residual income. We don't have to cut back. We don't have to sacrifice. We don't have to give things up. We're going to build our residual income. We're builders. We're not going to sacrifice. We're going to live our best life. And I'm going to show you how to do it right now. Okay. First thing you got to do is you got to know what your red pill freedom number is. What is your freedom number? If you scratch your head going, what's he talking about? Freedom number. Here's the freedom number. What is the amount of residual income you have to earn every single month to be able to pay all of your bills and to get by, right? Your house payment, your car payment, if you have credit cards, your food, your insurance, right? Things, your gas, things like that. By the way, gasoline, right? Getting ready to double, so you might want to up that freedom number a little bit. But let's just take a fictitious one right now. You can figure out your own, whatever it is. It could take you probably 10 minutes. You can have it figured out. Doesn't have to be exact. You can round up. Let's say your freedom number is $3,000. Some of you are laughing right now, like $3,000 doesn't even cover my mortgage. But let's just say $3,000, okay? Because I'm going to give you some numbers on that. Now, Dave Ramsey, his way is you would scrimp, save, sacrifice, and you'd put away $900,000 in the bank, earning a 4% return. You could get out of that $3,000 a month in residual income. $3,000 a month by putting away $900,000. How do you get to $900,000? Well, for the next 20 years, you put in $3,750. $3,750 a month, you would have to sacrifice right now to come up with that cash and put it away for the next 20 years so that 20 years from now, you could leave the matrix and have $3,000 a month in residual income. For some of you, $3,000 don't even do it, right? Maybe if it's $6,000, you have to double that number, okay? If that's your freedom number, let's just stick with $3,000. Don't get distracted, Jim. Stay on this, okay? Here's what Stacy and I learned. And thank God, 9 years ago, someone red-pilled us. Senior Vice President Leanne Gabriel red-pilled us and showed us a different way. We knew there was something wrong with the matrix, but we were in it. We were on that hamster wheel. We were just running, chasing next real estate deal. And what we learned was we weren't going anywhere, just like a hamster on the hamster wheel. We weren't going anywhere, right? But when we were red-pilled by Senior Vice President Leanne Gabriel, we learned residual income. We need to build this thing. We need to build it, right? And we also learned by spending time with Stacy's grandparents that, you know, if you want to learn a lot in life, hang out with old people. Hang out with old people. And I don't just mean for like an hour. Like, go on vacations with them. Spend time with them. And that's what we did for 15 years with Stacy's grandparents. And what we learned is this. Life is so short. Boy, is it short. And what we also learned is there's a big difference between 70 years old and 80 years old, and an even bigger difference between 80 and 85 and then on to 90. And what we learned is by spending all that time, all those years sacrificing, you're losing some of the best years for the hope of maybe one day being able to leave the matrix. And so we decided we're going to build it. We're not going to spend all that time saving to get there and sacrificing. We're going to build it. I don't forget the time we got a regional director bonus 1 month of 10 grand, and we spent it all on a cruise to go to the Caribbean with the grandparents. Went down there. Dave Ramsey would have fell over dead if he knew we took that entire check from all of our cabs and things we got and went on a cruise. But we did, and we'll never forget it. In fact, on my deathbed, I will remember that trip on the back of the cruise ship with Grandma and Grandpa, spending that time out there with them. So if we're going to build it, how do we do it? I'm going to wrap up with this. I know I'm going long. I didn't time it ahead of time. But with us, you can go save $3,750 a month for the next 20 years. You're welcome to do that. And it'll get you there. I'm not saying that won't get you there. It will. But you're going to have to come up with that money. Maybe you've got it. You're rich and you got that extra $4,000 a month sitting around that you can put away. But for the rest of us, how about you do it like this? How about number one with us? You just go get your services for free. Go get your services for free. Go get your electric, gas, cell phone, identity theft. Go get all that for free. For most of us online, that'll save us about $500 a month right there. On top of that, right, go out and get your 200 points. Go get your 200 points. If you had 100 services under you, let's say 200 points is 100 services, right? All these are going to be just hypothetical numbers. But your services were $25 a service at 100 services. That's $2,500. At 20%, that's another $500. Boom, you knocked out free services. That's $500. Now you got $500 residual in your own services. There's $1,000 a month right there in residual income coming in just by going out and doing that on your own. How about this? How about red pill some other people? How about red pilling some people? Look, some people are going to say, you know what, I want to stay in the matrix. I want the blue pill. I'm going to stay there. I'm good. I'm just fine with sustenance and just surviving. But some people you're going to meet are going to want the red pill. Are they going to maybe think about it at first and they're going to have a tough time with it? Of course, right? It's a huge decision to take that red pill and to go down the rabbit hole when you watch the movie. You understand what I'm saying? But they're going to want to unplug from that matrix because they're going to want the freedom and the real life they could actually live. And you can build a downline of 5 levels down of like-minded and excited people. And so here's how you could do it. Let's say you have 100 people that get red-pilled, right? And each of them generates $500 a month in billing revenue because they're following the same formula you did. That's $50,000 in billing revenue at 4%. It's an extra $2,000. $2,000 plus $1,000 is what? It's $3,000, right? how long would it take you to put away 900 grand in the bank so that you could have $3,000 a month in residual? Is it doable? Yes, of course, it's doable. Or would it be easier just to go get your own services for free, get your own 200 points, and find yourself 100 like-minded and excited people? So now you get your freedom number of 3,000. Now, some of you are going, wait a minute. 100? How am I ever going to red pill 100? Well, you don't have to red pill them personally. Go red pill 10 and help each of them red pill 10. There you go. That's more than enough people that you would have on that. And that is how you would build out your freedom number, building it versus sacrificing your life. And oh, by the way, while you're building it, you still get to live life because you probably got that matrix income coming in that's keeping you afloat. And so you can build this on the side and build your freedom while you've been red-pilled. And by the way, just so you know, out of the production that you're going to get out of those 100 people, I learned this in recruiting for real estate, one person out of that 100 is going to produce 40% of your freedom number. One other person is going to produce 30%, another person is going to produce 20%, and one is going to produce 5%. And the other 96 people out of that 100 are all going to add up together to produce the last 5%. And so it's a numbers game where you're going to find just a handful of people, one, two, or three people that are going to produce the majority of that. So here's what I'll end with in this. How grateful are you that someone offered you the choice? Who was your Morpheus, that's from the movie again, who came to you and said, red pill, blue pill, the choice is yours. Which do you want? And the fact now, if you're grateful that someone offered it to you, how grateful will somebody else out there be that you offered them the choice? Not telling them what to do. Morpheus does never tells them what to do. He offers them the choice. And that's what we're doing. So my friends, enjoy it. Thank you for taking some time out with me this morning. I know I went long. Hopefully I didn't make anybody late for work or anything like that. But the red pill or blue pill, choice is yours. And if you're grateful for it, you should be offering it to others. Everyone have a great day, and I will see all of you very soon.